All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Goleta Planning Commission for today, December 12th. If you would all rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you very much. All right, if everyone would take their seats.
I try.
Madam Clerk, if you would do the roll call for us, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Daniels.
Present.
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Vice Chair Jenkins.
Here.
Chair Onnit.
Here.
Thank you.
So we're going to open the public forum at this time. That's an opportunity for anyone to speak to the Planning Commission on anything that is in the jurisdiction of the City of Goleta that is not on tonight's agenda. I do not have any speaker slips. Any speaker slips submitted?
No, Chair Onnit.
Okay, so we'll close the public forum and we'll move on to see if we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda.
Yes, we do. The discussion item that was scheduled tonight, C1 Historic Preservation Project, has been continued. Lisa Prossy, unfortunately, was not able to be here tonight, and she will present it to the commission at a later date.
Oh, okay. So our second item for tonight. Okay. So we go to item A1, and Ms. Wells, are you leading us on that item?
A1 is the minutes, are the minutes.
Of course you're not doing that. All right. So we'll start off with approving the minutes from our last meeting. Anyone have any amendments, adjustments, or comments on those minutes? No? Anyone have a motion for approval or not on those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right, the minutes have been motion for approval and a second. Any other comments at this time? Not seeing any
negative.
Not seeing any comments, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays or abstains?
Abstain.
Thank you. So we have approval 4-0. So that moves us to Ms. Wells' items, which is B1. And does our clerk need to read this item into the record? Please do.
Yes. Item B1 is a public hearing. It's on the general plan conformity determination for Barnsdale gas station property acceptance. It's a 0.25-acre portion of APN 079210059, case number 16174GC.
All right. Thank you very much. And back to you, Ms. Wells. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So as you know, as Ms. Gregory just stated, that tonight it's a public hearing, and I think you've had two general plan conformity determinations in this past year, so this will be your third one. As a reminder, in order to make property transactions, Government Code Section 65402 requires that the Planning Commission report on the property's location, extent, and purpose, and its conformity to the general plan. So the purpose of the staff report and the resolution attached to the staff report and the presentation is to help you with that determination and of that conformity with the general plan. I should back up just a little bit and say that there's been a number of years going into this property purchase or transaction, which is the Barnsdale gas station in Western Goleta, located on the Sandpiper Golf Course parcel. And after all these years, we finally can get to an exchange agreement with Sandpiper Golf Course, Ty Warner, and the City Council is expected to take up that item on December 20th. And so before they can take that item, they need your conformity determination, which is why we're here tonight. So first, let's look at the property. You can see in the map that's also in your staff report at the bottom of the the air photo at the bottom of the screen. The property is pretty small, and I had an error in the staff report. I said it was 50 feet from the Elwood Mesa open space area, and it's not. It's 395 feet, to be more exact. Yeah. So it's right on the south side of Hollister Avenue, right across from near the Hideaways. And it's pretty small. It's 0.25 acres. It feels bigger than that. We actually had to run the calcs a few times just to make sure. But it's 0.25 acres on a piece of the Sandpiper Golf Course. I put some photos in, a current photo or more current photo, and some old pictures on the screen just for historic purposes. It is a historic resource, and we'll get more into that in a minute. So this is the way the parcel is shaped. That would be kind of carved out of the Sandpiper assessor's parcel number, number. And you can see it says 0.25 acres, so that's where we're getting this from a recent survey. I should go back. So the boundary of it was picked. It's basically the fence line, so we're not picking up any of the golf course. It's literally the fence line and the gas station facility with some vegetation, and then up to the frontage on the public right-of-way for Hollister Avenue. The land use designation in the general plan is open space active recreation, and that's the same land use designation for the Stowe House, so it's a compatible type land use for historic resource and preservation. And our general plan very specifically identifies this site, which is site 46 in Figure 6-2, as a historic resource. And there's a number of policies and a table in the historic resources element that are very specific to the Barnsdale gas station. So it calls it out local historic landmark, locally significant historic resource, and then it's in a table that corresponds with this map. So clearly when the general plan was prepared, their eyes were on this property because of its historic significance. And I just put a policy up, which is the visual and historic resources element, sub-policy 5.4, and I won't read it, but it's just really calling out how the city intends to recognize and preserve and rehabilitate, which is these historic resources, which is exactly what the city council will be looking to do. So it's pretty simple what you have to do tonight. The more complicated stuff will come later if the property exchange agreement is approved on December 20th. Then we'll be looking at all the other things about what to do with it and how to do that and when to do that and environmental issues, et cetera. So tonight we're just keeping it straight to the location, purpose, and extent. So the staff report outlines that, and I just summarized it here. The location is specifically identified in the general plan, and the purpose is to further our efforts to preserve historic resources, and the extent is this 0.25 acres, and it's limited to the boundary of the historic resource itself. And so with that presentation, I'll leave the recommendation up on the screen, which is to adopt the resolution that can assist the City Council on December 20th with their decision. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Wells. So for the commissioners, if you have questions of staff, Ms. Wells here, then we'll see if there are any comments from the public that are in attendance here tonight. I don't have any speaker slips yet, but we'll see if that, and then we'll come back for deliberations. So any questions of staff from the commissioners? Go ahead, Katie.
So it sounds like a wonderful project. Thank you so much for the presentation that you just gave. A question, are we also looking, you said there was a trade agreement, or was there some, is this just a gift, or was there conditions on the gift?
Thank you for asking that question. It was a gift, or it will be a gift from Ty Warner, who owns Sandpiper Golf Course. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And I don't want the presentation to diminish the gift, because I'm just trying to stick to the general plan conformity determination, which is what the public hearing's for. But this is a really exciting opportunity for the city. It's been a landmark that everybody sees, that has, it's rich with history from the going back to 1929 and the oil era and beyond. So it's, I didn't want to diminish that. And that discussion will occur, and also the appreciation that we have for Mr. Warner and Sandpiper Golf Course for the purchase.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? You're good. Again, we have no speaker slips. So we won't go to public comment. So we have an opportunity for deliberations. Any discussion amongst the commissioners? Wow. Quiet group tonight. I think it's interesting. We have Councilman Aceves in the audience, and I think it was 2009 when you initiated this process, when you were mayor, as I recall. So here we are, 7 years later at this point, which is very exciting, as you said, to add this to a city-owned resource. So if we don't have any other questions or comments from the commissioners, I'm happy to entertain a motion. Anyone like to make a motion? Commissioner Daniels, would you like to make a motion? I don't want to put you on the spot here, but...
Thank you.
You like, we just accept the staff's recommendation?
Yes. Staff recommendation accepted.
All right, we have a first to accept staff's recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, first, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Sounded unanimous to me. So thank you, Ms. Wells. You have your resolution to go to the city council with. All right, so let's go on to our next item, which is C1, which we're skipping tonight. We continue to a future Planning Commission meeting. And we have item D1, a presentation for Commissioner Daniels.
Yes, as many of you know, tonight is Commissioner Daniels' last meeting on the Planning Commission. Commissioner Daniels has been on the Planning Commission, I believe he's the longest serving commissioner. Mm-hmm. Started in 2007, and except for a 1.5-year break, he's been on ever since. And I cannot thank him enough for the service to the city and the contributions that you've made to the work that the commission does, and that everything that the city has produced. And I would just like to say thank you on behalf of myself and the staff. We have a little thank you card for you. We've also, one of our water bottles that we give everyone who served on any commission or board. There will be an official recognition by the City Council on December 20th. And I just like to say thanks. It's been really fun working with you over the last 4 years. I've learned a lot, and I wish you luck in the future.
Thank you.
You're here.
And I don't know, there's a lot of people here in the audience who have worked with Brent over the years. I don't know if there are any words that would like to be said as the podium is open.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Daniels, I see that you have some remarks.
I do. Chair, may I read them?
Please.
Thank you. I have had the opportunity to serve as the city of Goliad Planning Commissioner since 2007, when then Council Member Eric Onan nominated me as founding member. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
With over 30 years of planning experience, I have been blessed to give back to my community by participating in the review of the general plan and the zoning ordinance project, and among other projects in the city. Thank you, planning commissioners, planning staff, over the years, including Jennifer here and Lisa over there. No, not tonight. Oh, well. I am thankful and honored to have been on a planning commission. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any comments from the commissioners here? Anybody want to take a shot? No? Okay. Commissioner Maynard?
I just want to share my thanks as a new commissioner in the past 2 years. I really look to your expertise and learning from you as I've learned about the work of the Planning Commission and how to approach the many diverse issues that we address. So thank you for being a mentor to me.
Kate, thank you for those kind words.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Daniels, I just do want to wish you the best and thank you for your service. You have been a planning icon. I think back with the city of Santa Barbara, and it seems like wherever there's been,
a long time ago,
whenever there's been planning issues, there's been Brent Daniels, and it's been great. So thank you so much for your contribution.
All right, thank you,
Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. I also want to say it's truly been an honor to serve with someone who is as prestigious as you are in the planning community. And have been in local, activities and in service. And I've admired your expertise for decades, and to serve with you has been really an honor. And thank you so much for your service to Goleta and to the South Coast. Thanks, Daniel. Brett.
Thank you, Ed.
Brett, so I guess I get the last word here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised when you thanked me for appointing you to the considering that you've been here this long. And it's interesting, yeah. Bill, that you're in the audience, Bill Sheeler, because remember, I interviewed you, and had you been unfortunate enough to be picked, you would still be here. So, Brent, do I call you Commissioner Daniels or former Commissioner Daniels? Maybe just call you Brent. But I got to tell you that when I had the opportunity to appoint Brent to the Planning Commission, he was a reluctant candidate at first. And that speaks to his intelligence. So, and we talked about it. And I'm from my perspective, who was just coming in as a council member, I was really looking forward to his participation because of his expertise, his knowledge in the industry, and having someone that I could go to. And as we talked through the opportunity of him serving on the Planning Commission, he was a little aloof until we talked about the fact that it was service to his community, and that it was an opportunity to help shape the future of this still relatively new city, and this was in 2006. Mm-hmm. And as we talked down the service row, Brent went from reluctant to committed. Mm-hmm. And I felt very fortunate that you made that commitment. I think it was, it was January of 2007 that we finally swore in our first planning commission in mm-hmm. the city of Goleta, which you were part of. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you how much I appreciated the help, the education, the confidence that you gave me as a planning, now as a planning commissioner, but then as a city council person. You know, Brent, you educated me to the ways of planning. Some of them I still don't understand. but you did. You educated me down that road, and you were my confidant and my advisor as we went through those processes. So thank you for what you've done for me in my service in this community, and thank you for what you've done for the city of Goleta. Your efforts, your work will have lasting effect on this city. All right. Yes. Come on up to the mic if you'd like to, because otherwise the people at home on TV can't hear you.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
I'm Stephanie Diaz, and right now I'm a contract planner with the city's planning department.
What's on?
And I wanted to say something about Brent's very, very beginning as a planner. He was my intern at the city of Santa Barbara, where I was about an associate planner level. And he, as an environmental studies student, had to do a final report. And he chose unfortunately, I don't remember, but a subject related to planning, and did a fabulous, big report. And my associate and I were both in charge of reading through this report and grading it. And right before we got done grading it, what shows up at our office but this bottle of champagne and roses. And we're like, okay, I think that's kind of an A+. And we realized at that time that Brent really had a interest in planning and was very good at what he did, and he understood planning. So I'm just like thrilled to see Brent's you know, how he's been involved and grown through the years in becoming someone who's really important, I think, in our county as a planner. So thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
Okay, any other comments? Oh, Wendy, please.
I'm Wendy Winkler, and I'm the administrative assistant, now management assistant for the planning department. And I've been dealing with Brent since he first came on the planning commission, because we were both kind of new in 2007. And I just want to say that as a fellow citizen of Goleta, I appreciate all Monday nights he's given up. He gets to stay. I usually come, get the things running, and then duck out the door to dinner. But he's stayed, and I think that's really impressive, particularly since he went off in about 2011, I think. And then a year and a half later, here he is coming back. And I said, now that's somebody who's really devoted. I don't know, maybe it was you, Eric, that talked him into
coming back. No, it
wasn't. Was it you that time?
Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
At any rate, you've always been gracious and patient, and I appreciate your technical knowledge. And I'm so pleased that you have been put in so much service, and I thank you very much for it and wish you best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. Councilman Aceves?
I'll get two bites at the apple because I'll see you on the 20th. But it's remarkable to have a person who has served since the beginning on this commission. Now, in my previous profession as a police officer, I was a field training officer for a while. They'd always send me the rookies. And some came out good and some didn't come out very good, but that was my job. Well, you've been the field training officer for this planning commission for years. You have trained many planning commissioners, and the true testament to your abilities is the work that you guys have done all the planning commissioners through the history of this organization. Think about the general plan. You think about the zoning ordinance. How many meetings do you have in the zoning ordinance? More than two? But Brent, thank you very much for your professionalism and your leadership. And again, I'll see you on the 20th.
All right.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.
Kathy Allen, I'm the supervising senior planner here at the City of Goleta. And Brent, I just want to express my appreciation too for being such a, I started my career at the City of Santa Barbara, and Brent was an associate planner there, and just for helping me learn the ropes of the city planning. And I remember one of the first projects that we worked on together is that you started the City of Santa Barbara's first project tracking. And that was in DBase 3, when which most people don't even know what that is anymore. And just through the years that we had a chance to work together, I just really appreciated all of your guidance and experience and wisdom, and to have it continue here when we saw each other again here at the city. So thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you around the community as well.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
All right, anyone else? If not, we are gonna go to the director's report and the commissioner's comments before we break for cake. Okay, so to the director's report.
I don't have much tonight, but I would like to clarify some information regarding an item that was recently at Design Review Board. There is a proposed hotel, 5955 Calle Real, that has gone to conceptual review for the DRB. And it went to conceptual review on request of the applicant twice. It is not a complete project. It still has a long ways to go through environmental review and other review before it appears before the Planning Commission. But there's been a lot of talk on social media that it's coming to you immediately. And I just wanted to clarify for the public that the environmental review has not started. The project is not yet complete. It is still incomplete. And that environmental review will not begin until it's a complete project. And it will likely take a year. So it's going to be a while. So just wanted to throw that out there, and the public can use that information how they would like. So, thank you.
And can you clarify for us, did we have a meeting information as to when we anticipate our next meeting this year?
Yes, you do have a sheet on the dais with the schedule for meetings for next year. Mm-hmm. We do not know yet whether or not we will have material for January 9th, but that is the regular meeting dates as set by the schedule that you all went over a few months ago.
Okay, thank you. So opportunity for commissioner comments. Commissioner Maynard, do you have anything?
No comments tonight.
Commissioner Fuller?
Yeah, I'd just like to take this opportunity. I hesitated when the Barnesdale gas station was up, but I've admired that since I was a kid. And to actually see it become like a restored project for the city is very, very gratifying. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you.
Commissioner Jenkins?
Nothing, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Commissioner Daniels?
Nothing, sir.
Thank you. I have nothing.
But we will have wine sometime.
Hey.
Okay. That's fine with me. I have nothing, no comments, so we will ask for a motion to adjourn. Anyone willing to move that we adjourn this meeting? No? We'll continue this meeting.
I will move that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay. We have a motion. A second?
Second.
And a second. Okay. All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Looks like it's unanimously adjourned. Thank you very much.